It was originally built as a schoolhouse to provide local children with an education. Over the years, it's been a gathering place, a central hub for the people of this community. And now it's being torn down to make way for a brand new condominium complex. Many in the town of Mitchell are reminiscing about the building, still affectionately known as Ham Dog House, even though it's been years since the business conducted inside went by that name. Stan Kaler's family has a long and storied connection with Ham Dog House. Stan's grandparents, Jacob and Elizabeth Kaler, emigrated here from Russia in 1875. They would settle on the quarter section of land fronting present-day Center Street North in Mitchell. Around 1919, construction began on a tiny one-room schoolhouse on the southeasternmost corner of their property. Long before locals would flock to the building to enjoy their favorite flavor of ice cream, this was the place that area children would learn to read and write. Stan reflects on the fact that life back in the early 1920s was considerably different than we know it today.
There was no fire to heat the building for the night, so the teacher was his duty to come in early and get the school warm before the students arrived. Transportation was by horses, and very little remuneration for the teacher. I think the first year teacher got about $1,800. Yeah, it was a beginning.
Stan also has a personal connection with the first teacher of that school.
The first teacher was Mr. Peter J.B. Reimer. He was single, and he was teaching there, and my aunt, they were farmers, and they were herding the cows, so they struck up a conversation there, and they became friends and eventually married. And that's how Mr. P.G.B. Reimer became my uncle.
By the 1960s, the original one-room school had been expanded to include a total of three classrooms. And education wasn't the only focal point. Henry Brown was 16 years old in the summer of 1962. He lived on the family farm just south of Grunthal at the time. And for him, the schoolyard at the Mitchell School held a completely different attraction than education.
Back in roughly 1962 in summer, about five or six of us gravitated there one Sunday afternoon and started playing one out or something like that, batting it out and stuff like that. And then eventually we took turns batting and as the group grew a little larger. And the following summer, we were back there again, and that's when another totally different group of people started to come out there.
From its humble beginnings on Sunday afternoons at the Ham Dog site, by 1967, the number of players had grown to include six full teams. In fact, the original Steinbach Steelers would be conceived out of players from this group. For Henry, those summers spent playing ball in Mitchell created memories that, for him, have lasted a lifetime.
A very large number of the people that we played fastball with over there are my friends to this day. Some of them are my best friends to this day. This was my Sunday afternoon life.
The tiny school in Mitchell officially closed in 1968. Students were now being bused to newer, much larger schools in Steinbach. After a few years, the building was converted to a restaurant. Grace Enns, along with husband Abe, purchased Ham Dog House in 1994.
My husband had a job, but he was let go, and he came home, and I don't know why he thought of it. He drove by the Ham Dog, and he came home, and he says, what do you think if we give an offer and we try and buy the Ham Dog?
And for the five-odd years that they ran the place, business was booming.
Some days it was unbelievable, especially Sundays, like the yard was full, and they were often lined up on the street waiting to get in, and the lineups were like out the door.
Not only did Grace and her husband become a part of the fabric of this storied building, owning the Ham Dog for them had other benefits.
Yeah, the mother and daughter came in, and the mother maybe more so was looking for a job for her daughter, but we did hire her, and she was awesome. Like, when she went on to something else, we had to replace her with two gals after that every year, and as it turns out, she is now our daughter-in-law.
The Ham Dog is slated for demolition this year to make way for a brand new condominium complex. Some residents of Mitchell, including Grace, view this progress with mixed emotions.
It's kind of a sad thing. It was kind of a meeting place for this community, and that will be, well, it has been gone now for a couple of years, and it will definitely be gone.
Henry Brown is looking at this in a somewhat more pragmatic way.
I'm not one of those people who gets very sentimental about buildings and streets and trees and stuff like that. So I'm happy something is happening over there.
Stan Kaler agrees that Hamdog House will always have an important place in the history of Mitchell, but as with all things, change is inevitable.
Hey, life goes on and progress. We need that.